Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning. This game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. Don't scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Two drive rolls, please, from the drivers.
That is 87 over 50.
You immediately fall in a pothole.
It's 37 under 40.
Are you the lead car, Schroeder?
No, I am.
Nope, I am second.
How do you fuck up driving in the desert?
I'm about to find out, I guess.
By hitting the IED?
It's a war zone.
Yeah.
And wait, I thought there was a
drive
road here.
Like, but isn't drive like the skill of driving? Shouldn't that be navigating?
No, driving is like, oh shit, pot! And then, you know, banging your head against the ceiling and throwing your suspension out and
right.
Discovering that the mechanic who looked over these and rolled the 90 didn't realize that the axle was already cracked and now it's shattered and your Humvee is in the middle of nowhere. If I want to be a real dick, you got one IFF transponder and not two.
We're together.
We're together, together.
Until one person makes a real shit drive roll, then I ask which one the IFF is in.
Just go ahead and lose your voice.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, the guy who knew about IFFs would get...
Roll the navigate.
The necessary please. IFFs.
So that's Captain Dan?
Yep.
Yeah.
On Captain Dan. Let's go.
Where are we rolling?
At one.
Okay. Hell navigate. Yeah.
That's real good, dude. Wait, like a one?
Yep.
Like, yes. Cody has to reward us for that.
We don't get lost.
62 over 50.
Not only that, but maybe okay. We find a way that avoids violence.
No, neither group has any major issues. You get stuck at one point and have to push the truck out. The GPS is on the fritz, what with, you know, bombings and shit. And
the lead car's navigation was good.
Yeah, no. Between the two cars, you're able to get close to Rassam's. Who is in the front car? It's Captain Dan.
Captain Dan.
Susan's your egghead, but all the other three have military experience, right?
No.
Rabini is the tech guy.
Rabini's an NSA crypto analyst.
Okay. Yeah, Mary and Captain Dan are military.
Actually, at some point, since you printed out the others, I should probably print out a copy of my own so I have all the characters.
You can have my copies. Because we got hers on the table.
Can I get an alertness roll from Captain Dan?
Nope. Not critical, though.
Okay.
I knew I should have switched dice.
Spent all the luck.
Call it another drive roll from Mary.
That is 17.
Okay. Mary is cutting her way through the desert relatively well. Now, keep in mind, I don't remember if you remember the satellite image of the estate.
Yep.
You're starting to see the estate now. She's got a good path of approach. Obviously, there is an orchard with the house compound toward to the north, I believe the image is. So you're making good time. She's able to drive. Where do you want to go? How close do you want to get?
I'm going to get us within range for Rabini and pull over.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you figure out what kind of range the drone had?
You had looked at it, but I didn't know that you actually commented.
We came up with a number, but I don't know why we came up with a number before. It is not in the book.
Okay.
I mean, if we're in visual range, we're probably within a couple miles. So yeah. That's definitely within range of
what yeah, we for procured, sure.
So.
Okay. So you get out and start getting that put together?
Yeah. Would you like me to make a roll?
Pilot drone.
Okay. 71 under 80.
Okay.
Nice. I see Captain Dan's sheet real quick.
Yep.
Warner.
Yes.
Alertness.
30 under 50.
You kind of are scanning the distance. I'm going to say the trucks are being driven by military people. Jennifer military? She's a CIA. But either way, she would be following Mary and Captain Dan. You've parked them sort of, you know, so you've come from the south or you've come from the east. It's the afternoon. So the sun is setting to the west. You've probably tried to park in a way that's not necessarily casting a shadow. You've tried to adjust yourself so you're not pulling, you know, not providing a great big wall of vehicle to be obviously seen in the desert. It's not like you're hiding anywhere, you know, but you've come around the house. And now that you're within range of the compound, he's getting the drone out. He's firing it up. Warner, who has combat experience, like immediately yells, you know, contact. You see people on the ground or you see people in the orchard near the front gate.
Okay.
And like immediately everything reads to you.
Ambush.
No, it's not an ambush because you're still far enough away. But like you, it's a soldier. It's soldiers. You see soldiers. You okay. see something about the, you always, I like in the, I'm thinking about in the movies, like where all of a sudden, like you see the glint of the sniper, you know, or whatever. You see the glint of a helmet or something about it. You go, holy shit. And then you look and you can see that there's clearly like a two military personnel that are like near the compound and are making circles around the wall.
Okay.
Can, do we have,
figure out what our cover is going to be here.
Yep. And
how are you all dressed?
I think we would have gone. I was thinking about that. We'd go in the most nondescript because it says we have.
I am ass naked.
Yeah, literally, it says we have just like civilian clothes, Chinese combat surplus boots, a baklava, just that shit. Just basic ass.
We got baklava.
Yeah.
Balaclava. Yeah.
I like how you went after you pronounced it correctly.
But this is kind of a no shit thing, but like we have binoculars, right?
We do.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get a sense of their uniforms and,
I mean, like the reason why he got it is because they both seen action. Like it's an immediate, holy shit, enemy contact. Like they've seen guys get their heads blown off for not reacting to that. Like it's an instinct. So,
right. But I want to be able to look through binoculars and see.
You see a jihadi soldier carrying an AK and he appears to be patrolling Rassam's house. You're still getting the drone out and getting it set up.
Yeah.
Right. So we're a mile or two away.
Yes. But, you know, if you could see them, they could see you if they decide to look.
Right.
Kind of a thing. Yes.
You know what I'm thinking now?
What's that?
We don't use the drone for surveillance. We use it as a distraction.
Yep. Because they're going to hear that shit.
Yeah, but then they have the potential to report to other people drone activity. At the very least, getting some sort of reconnaissance to know how many people are potentially there is probably a good idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What would your we need a go, no go for entering the facility, obviously. Yeah. So
what would your distraction, like, what do you mean? How would you distract?
Instead of flying it over directly of the compound, maybe, you know, half a mile outside the compound just to draw them out.
I see what you're saying.
Maybe even park one of the SUVs out there. Oh.
At the very least, maybe approach from a direction that we're not actually in. Like take it out low, circle around, and come back from a different direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Anybody else have any questions or recommendations before I do said thing?
body armor, weapons, med kit.
Are there any features around that could give the vehicles cover from being noticed?
There is an orchard. You would have to get closer, but obviously the closer you are...
Yeah, but they're in the orchard.
They're on the edge of the orchard.
He made it seem like they were along the wall that's actually around the compound.
Correct.
Okay. So out here where we are there any features?
Can you draw it for us because I'm confused?
We've got a map.
Satellite image of it.
I mean, is it all just flat ground in between where we are and where?
I mean, it talks about being near the river and it's an orchard. I imagine it is relatively flat ground.
That's what I'm checking. Mm.
In the Operation Bone Box slideshow, it's like slide 4 or something. It shows an image of the house. You would be approaching from the right, the lower right corner, because I believe that picture is oriented north.
Yeah, slide 2.
So you have the orchard in front. You have the house compound in the back. You guys are kind of approaching it, not quite perpendicularly, but perpendicular to those locations.
So this is the orchard you're Correct. Talking about. This is the house.
Yes.
Orchard, house.
Okay.
Which one?
Orchard, house.
Okay.
And they're patrolling where?
Around the wall.
Around the wall.
You can see almost a little square perfectly near the actual property.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So like I said, in this case, the closer you get, the less likely you would be recognized. But of course, like you said, you're driving vehicles that, you know.
So my plan would be to circle the drone out west.
Probably counterclockwise.
Yeah.
So is this another orchard?
No, it would actually be clockwise because I would want to be coming in with the sun behind me.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's not very descriptive. I think that there are several orchard paths there. Yes, I think that's another orchard.
Okay, if they're patrolling this wall, why don't we come out around here so that this orchard gives us cover coming in?
My interpretation is they're patrolling that.
No, the wall around the orchard, correct?
No, the wall around the house.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. You can barely see it.
Okay, so there is an orchard in between us and them.
Yes, based on that photo. I kind of imagine you guys more at the 5 o'clock position, but yes, I didn't realize that there was an orchard on the east side as well.
Okay.
The way the description reads is that there's an orchard, like the road runs like northwest to southeast, and
right,
and then you come off the road and you go into the orchard and then you go up to the house.
But we're coming from the opposite direction.
Correct.
Okay.
I've looked at that picture one time. You've now looked at it more than I have.
Yeah. Right. Yes. My goal would essentially be to circle that drone around and make it seem like it's coming from the road.
I don't know. If we're doing this now that we know that there is enemy contact here, I almost suggest waiting for night. If we're going to actually make an approach in here, it would be a lot easier coming out of that orchard in the middle of the night than it would under the sun.
We're assuming we can stay concealed that long.
Well, I mean, even if we don't, we can take off right now, keep a wide pattern around the house, recon all the way around if we need to.
You just then, still think it's a good idea to get potential like reconnaissance information from the drone during the day where it would be easy to see people patrolling to get numbers of people on the property?
If you fly that thing over there, they're going to shoot it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you take it up high enough that it's not going to do much good for recon.
I guess I don't know how good the cameras are on an advanced drone.
It'll just probably depend on your pilot roll.
Which is true, yeah.
Depends on where you put it, how you put it.
You roll good, you avoid being noticed and still get good shots.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not quiet.
No.
Even at a couple hundred feet up.
Oh, almost had it.
And again, also keep in mind that you are working on access to satellite images. You're working on access to other contacts. You're working on, you know, I don't know what you guys necessarily brought. If you have the ability for an assault, is it just these two guys who've decided to camp out here for the weekend? Or, you know, is there a force of 45 armed dudes in there and they've turned it into a camp?
I say we got to figure out who's in there and if we have a go, no go for actually infiltrate.
Right.
I got good vibes about your dice. I say we go for it. Roll the dice.
Captain Dan and Major Mary, they're ready for a fight. So they're packing.
Yeah. Or do we leave one guy and let him recon?
Just leave a dude solo with a vehicle?
No. Both vehicles take off. Leave him laying flat in the desert. Even if it's just for a couple hours. One dude can get pretty close without being noticed.
One dude can also get hung.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just presenting options.
Utilizing assets, one might say.
Yes.
Well, I think if we try to pull the distraction with the drone during daytime, we can be doing reconnaissance with our binoculars and actually see how many are getting pulled out of the compound. That might give us a better idea of what's going on here. You would still have that at a safe distance to not get it shot down and still retrieve it if possible.
Just also recognize when we do bring it back, we're going to be bringing it right to us.
Well, yeah, not while there's jihadi following it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Park that shit on a mountain somewhere.
I'm of the opinion that we should put the drone up and come from an opposite angle during the day.
Okay.
Use it as the distraction. Don't get it close enough where we're concerned with actually losing it, even if it's just there to make noise.
So if we take position on opposite side of the orchard, if we approach from that direction and you fly on the opposite side of the compound then and draw them out the other side, would that work?
Hopefully.
And we can use the orchard as cover as we go in and make surveillance. And
before we do that,
are we taking the vehicles in, or are we going in on foot?
We can't take them too close because obviously they give our position away. Then they'll be coming for us instead of the drone. So
is putting the drone up here going to draw attention to over here before we circle it around as a distraction?
I mean, you're not going to hear it from 2 or 3 miles away, which I think we are. Possible they might see it, though.
If you can pilot it around low to the ground, you may be able to get away with it.
Yeah.
But
I say we at least try. I mean,
it's going to depend on your piloting.
Getting it in the air, and then we can see if they react. If they do, I'll just bring it straight back, and we can get the fuck out of here. And we'll come do it again another day.
I mean, you want to get altitude as high as possible and then take it over.
Yeah. Well, take it out low so it's not easily spotted. Bring it up and then around, I would assume.
Talking to the man who was, in fact, a drone pilot.
What a good pilot score.
Well, it's 80.
Okay.
So.
He's better than you are.
No, I mean, like,
watch those thermals off the desert floor.
Daniel's giving me things to Google.
I mean, I'm going to do what you suggest. So if that's what you suggest, then that's what I'll do.
I mean, the only alternative would be actually to drive on a wide arc over onto the other side, deploy, and keep driving back to our original position. But then,
okay, this may be a stupid question. Mm-hmm. Could you launch something like this from a moving truck?
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be just like that fucking thing in Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luck roll.
Talking about Dorothy.
Yeah. Just
throw that shit out the back and watch it boom right in the air.
All right.
I don't know if that would be a better option or if that's more what you're looking for, but I don't think all this debating is going to matter. Nope. If you roll good, you're going to get what you want.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you roll bad, it doesn't matter what option you want. Jeff.
It's because we're letting it go.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Well, then here's the roll.
Here's the roll.
48 under 80.
Nice.
Zip. You see it take off and begin circumnavigating the property. You don't, through your binoculars, immediately see any reaction.
Okay. Then my goal is to get it high up with where the glare of the sun's going to hopefully help obscure it and bring it in from the northwest.
Okay.
And try to get images of the compound while staying at a safe distance.
Are we staying back right now and reconning, or are we heading up towards the orchard?
Can we make a military land, military science check to figure out, like, determine how close we could probably drive those SUVs without drawing attention to ourselves? We can get them within a mile, then continue on foot.
I would presume that you are, if you're already kind of hiding up against the orchard, you're just looking at that image. You're close.
Okay.
I would think driving them any closer.
So we'll be on foot from here.
You feel like even getting them as close as you did probably might have been a little bit too much. So you bring the drone in. Are you flying right over the compound?
My goal is to try and stay to the west and not go over the top necessarily directly, but be high up enough to get at least the starting, and then we'll make some decisions from there.
You can see the image. You see two jihadi soldiers kind of moving sort of in front of, like, the gate to the compound, sort of.
Okay.
You can see more bodies, maybe 3 or 4, inside sort of the compounded house area moving around. That's about as much as you can see from where you're at.
Vehicles outside?
Ooh, good call. There are probably 5 or 6 visible vehicles.
That's not good.
A couple of, like, Toyota Camrys, maybe a couple Humvees, a van.
take it over to, you think I should take it over to try and get a look at the pool? Wasn't there an excavator there used to open up access?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if there's anybody in the back doing anything.
Yeah.
Or at least see.
You can go around the, are they reacting to the drone?
Not so far.
So you can go around the perimeter of the.
We'll keep eyes property on them. And if they show any alertness, then you can actually take it out.
Yeah.
Opposite direction.
Yeah. So then I would like to circle around and try and get view of the pool area.
Okay. Maybe another pilot drone roll.
At least try and compare it to what we saw in the video.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah, you're able to pilot it over. You're seeing essentially, you know, sort of a similar to like what that aerial shot is already.
I'm sorry. Looking at this map, mm-hmm, with the house, that separate black dot is the pool house.
Right? I believe so, yes.
Okay, so the pool house is on our side.
Correct. You are closer to the pool. You are seeing kind of what you expect in the aftermath. There is still an excavator there. You see a few more jihadis in the backyard. Total count that you've probably seen by now is probably 7 or more. Make me a luck roll.
Do I call it?
Yeah.
Hi. 56.
You still don't see that anybody has noticed you, but you're expecting pretty much the aftermath of what you saw. It's not like somebody has cleaned this place up.
Yeah.
You are still seeing the excavator half buried where it was left. You're seeing everything just the way that you would expect it to be. There were, you know, windows were blown out. Things were smashed. You can even see a couple of the vehicles are like you saw them. They came in like a truck or something, didn't they?
Said a van was there.
Well, I meant for
it was an open back truck
for Dabiq.
Yeah, it was an open back truck.
Yeah,
you can actually see that truck because I think that one of the last images was the windshield being shattered out, so you can actually see that shattered out window. Or, you know,
nice.
Okay. What else do you want to do?
Don't imagine we're going to get anything more really out of the drone at this point.
Right. So, yeah, if you're going to pull it back, pull it back.
I mean, the real question is, was 7 there, and like in the people that we have.
I mean, vehicle wise, there could be twice that,
yeah,
in the house.
Yeah, like,
but we don't know if they're all military. We don't know if they're all carrying guns or if there are people there doing research or.
Well, 4 of them at least. Or you said 3 in the back.
They're probably 4 in the back. 3 or 4. Like I said, they seem to be milling about.
But you described them as jihadis.
Oh, yeah. No. Like it's patrol patterns. Any of the military trained folks are going to go, yep, these are soldiers. These are people guarding the perimeter.
So bare minimum, we've got 6 soldiers on the property.
Okay. If we go back to the base and we say we need a strike on this place, what kind of
euphoria? No more.
No, I mean, what kind of resources would we have to pull something like that off?
That's you would have to have contacts, and you would have to have, like, it's doable, but like if you can make some contacts and you can figure it out, like, yeah, like what kind of strike? Like a thermonuclear bomb? Probably going to be a difficult role.
No, if you want to drop a squad to move in here and take the house.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a force.
Yeah, we suspect the target that we are hunting for is in this.
Yeah, and that's when I'm going to go get, you know, you'll give me the orders and I'll go run a side session with Daniel and Troy and Flynn with your mission objective and go, hey, guys, here's what you got to do.
We're going to give the objectives to Flynn, not Dan.
You don't get to decide that.
But we would need at least 1 or 2 of our guys there to help secure the site.
Yeah, which we can co-infiltrate.
Then 1 or 2 of you get assigned to go along. Then you become part of my game because you probably don't want to tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we can hire spec ops. I mean, we can requisition spec ops for this. I mean, we could take our money and hire Blackwater to run alongside us or whatever, but
yeah,
I mean, it's gonna be a fight to get in here, obviously, at this point. One way or another.
that's what we're seeing. Yeah, and I don't think that our group is the group to go in there.
No.
Oh, no, I totally want you to send both your eggheads in right now. Absolutely.
I know, right?
Well, the contact with the Kurds is going to be our intelligence, the best intelligence in the region.
Okay.
So, which he's already started to establish contacts.
That's probably the quickest route, get Kurdish forces to actually help us infiltrate the compound. Yeah.
And then on top of it, they might potentially know who these forces are. Like, are they legitimately, like, ISIL jihadis? Or could it potentially be another group in the region that's under the same...
It's true. It could be Kurdish Peshmerga in there.
Yeah.
The other thing we got to think about, too, is the intelligence of the site could be getting compromised right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So
the faster we need to make a decision on that for certain.
And while we'll do that, I'll do a fun transition. To the only person not at that site. Landry. Who's playing Landry?
That was Spencer.
Yes, I am.
He didn't roll all zeros though.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Landry was dealing with the Kurds.
That's right. My notes are wrong. Never mind.
Was the all zero roll the Jessica roll?
Yeah, I wrote down for the wrong character.
Or not Jessica, Jennifer. Well, we've determined it's a no-go situation.
And we did a thing.
Yeah, we did a thing.
We finally did a thing, and then we stopped doing a thing.
We don't want to do bullets.
No. Yeah.
And Cody did straight up say it was ISIL, right?
No, he said that they were jihadis.
Jihadis.
Okay.
But we do know that they're military.
That was the point of going back and getting the contact with the Kurds. We want to make sure that there's not any Kurdish...
And you do know you're going to have one more pilot check.
Hey.
Yeah.
And get us out of here.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to make some really good drives.
I just wish we had a way to know
what they were doing.
Yeah.
So the intel in there is vital.
Well, what it seemed like, in my opinion, that they weren't messing with the pool area, that there were people inside, but everybody outside.
Oh, that's underground, though. We have no...
Yeah. Yeah, but in reality, they smuggled out the footage. And technically, I think the thing got out somehow. We don't have proof it got out the door. Maybe I can ask that question before we leave.
Cheers. Nice. I gotta move my mic again.
Until you get asked again. But now you know, so you'll think about it before every time you sit down. You think it's worthwhile trying to see if I can tell if the door in the pool is closed or not? Because hell, I mean, how much would they even know? I guess. The one dude knows it's down there.
Yeah, I mean.
The guy who sent our group in the first place.
All the dead bodies and blood trails, I'm sure they're.
True.
They probably figured it out.
Well, the only people that got out died in the truck, remember? Ain't no way anybody else got out because we tried to close the door.
Wasn't the old man actually. Oh, it was a dry as hell.
Yeah, he would have been killed in the pool. That's true. I forgot about that.
Come up with any actual plans?
No, we didn't know what we were doing there.
The cupcakes have gotten a little dry.
Yeah, I had one last night and I was like, they're still pretty good, but dry.
Might need to soak that in beer first.
That's what you soak in birthday kids' birthday cupcakes. Nice pint of beer. So yeah, sorry, I should not have taken the scene away. So we're still at Rasam's with you guys figuring out what the fuck you want to do.
While looking over the pool, can I tell from the imaging whether or not the door is open to the bunker?
No, you'd have to get closer.
Okay.
You'd probably have to fly directly over the compound.
Yeah. I don't know that that's necessarily worth it.
I don't either.
So bring it back via circuitous route and let's get out of here.
Yep.
I'll have you make one more pilot roll. See if you fuck it up just to make him uncomfortable.
18.
Within a few minutes, zip, zap, zoop, it comes back around and he, our beanie begins tearing it down and putting it back in its box.
Alrighty. The succulent sounds of Jeff enjoying a cupcake.
I'm going to say we go ahead and fall back to the vehicles.
Somebody out there would love that ASMR.
I agree.
You get to the vehicles.
Do we want to give it another hour or two of surveillance just to see if there's any activity or if they leave, or do we just want to go?
That's not a bad idea.
Or
is it a terrible
idea? Were all the vehicles on the western side of the property towards the road in?
Yeah,
gotcha. For sure. I mean, do we even have sight on that from where we're at?
Not easily.
No. I was gonna say, we didn't even know that they were there until the drone saw them.
Do we have characters that are high stealth?
I bet Susan Hastings has great stealth.
I know, right?
Oddly, Rabini's got a 40 in stealth.
Oh, damn it.
Landry.
Jennifer has a 50 in stealth.
I think Jennifer might be our high.
We got a 50.
Yeah, Daniel's got a 50. Captain Warner, Dan's got a 50.
Warner's got a 40.
Yep. Yeah.
Would it be worthwhile to send somebody through that orchard, not come out of the orchard, but get a closer look?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm the opinion that we don't.
What do you think, Dan?
I say that's a lot of risk and not a whole lot of payout.
Okay. Sure.
I would rather try and get intel from the Kurds.
No, it makes sense.
I mean, we could totally...
Yeah, don't listen to me. I'm just looking for
James
action.
James Bond, knock a guy out, steal his
jihadi stuff and try to do it that route, but I don't think it's going to end well.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
go back to base, I guess.
Well, we can hang out for an hour or two so long as we're not noticed.
Just to see if, guys, yeah. I mean, I'm sure we could tell if they're gonna pull out, we're gonna see dust trails and stuff, and we'll know. So,
yep. If you wait an hour or two, nothing appreciable changes other than it gets darker and potentially makes your hour long drive back to base more difficult.
Okay. We will head back then.
You head back. A couple of drive rolls and a navigate roll just to see if you fuck up a car.
Got the navigate.
Failed the drive.
What's your failure, though?
80 over 50. 80 over 50.
Not a critical.
Nope.
Not ideal. Go ahead.
58 over 40.
Okay. And with the sun going down, it must be a little bit harder to get back. You realize how difficult it might be driving at night. So you get back as dusk settles, you know.
Remember,
worse for wear.
Remember to tick your fails.
Oh, he is correct.
We don't really have a spot to tick.
How many is it?
You just mark them for right now.
Okay.
It's not one per fail, though, right? It's just that you failed?
Correct.
Yeah. So
I'm missing the mechanic of that. What's it for?
So at the end of sessions, right?
I have to go back and look because they changed it. I think it's at the end of sessions. It used to be you only go up by 1%. So like if you tick something that you failed, you would then mark it out and then say that skill was 50. At the start of the next session, you would erase that check mark and it would become 51.
Oh no, it's more than that now.
I know it's but that's what
I'm saying. Minus one or something like that.
Yeah, if you look in my book, that's what the old rule was. Then they changed it with errata. I think it's a skill roll maybe to decide what it is.
I like that. From failure breed success.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Which is an old basic BRP, basic role play rule. That's how you level up in Call of Cthulhu, kind of a similar way.
Yep.
So we advance to April 6th.
All right. Who was boozing and smoozing with the Kurds last night?
That was Nasser.
He feels good about it, but he doesn't have any information at this point.
No, that's not what I want. I want to do that, please. That, please.
I guess we should report up to higher authorities that the intel we've gathered on Rashad's place, and that there is a high risk that the intel there is compromised at this point.
That is a choice. You can think about doing that.
I mean, were we given directives to report in every so often, or are we just on the ground dealing with it?
You would be reporting in, I would think, semi-frequently, but you do have almost complete autonomy. So.
Okay. So we don't necessarily want to say, okay, that's completely compromised, I don't think, because then that whole site becomes vector, and it's just as easy to nuke it from space.
Yeah, we don't want our handlers making decisions for us.
Yeah.
Being on the ground an hour away.
Because he's the handlers.
We'll just put it in the notes for now, then.
Now, if we need to pull on handler strings to potentially get help assaulting.
Daniel. So I think you were playing Landry at the time. Think.
No,
you've always been playing Landry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think.
No, I haven't. This is the first time I played Landry.
Yeah, I've played Landry. I've been playing Kasim. Requisition stuff, I believe.
That's what it is. I started creating a spreadsheet so I can start keeping track of what things happen when, and I just now need to get my notes accurate, so I think I not even need to note what you're doing, but also who's doing it, since you're all playing different characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the characters are kind of bouncing around the table a little bit.
They are. So I keep going, you did that. And then you're like, but that character sheet's over here. But he played him last time. I'm going, okay, oh shit. Okay, all right, I'll get it. I'll get it figured out. So Jennifer.
Yes.
Who is currently being played by whom?
She's currently in front of me.
Yeah, but I was playing her the first session.
Correct.
Yeah.
She needs to go back to Daniel. The phone rings.
Lord.
You hear a female voice on the other end. Yes, this is Irene. I hear you've been trying to get in touch with me.
Irene, I'm sorry. We're trying to requisition a lot of help right now. What agency are you with?
She's in our notes. We know who this person is. You probably don't want to open the call that way.
No, it's great. It's fine. No. I'm the assistant deputy director of Middle Eastern operations for the CIA.
Oh, lovely.
Who the fuck are you?
Intelligence case officer, Jennison Gerasi.
With?
Is Jace Is JSOC a joint task force? What is
It's I'm currently assigned in the Middle East with a joint task force.
Yeah, no shit. I called Iraq. So what can I do for you, Jennifer?
We're trying to reach out for intel into Mosul.
Ah. Anything in particular?
We're trying to track down a series of incidents that have been happening as of late.
Okay.
Peculiar incidents that involve missing women and bizarre injuries to people.
Okay.
We're also looking to possibly infiltrate Mosul to gain better intel and looking for avenues of exploration for that.
That's a bold strategy. So, what the fuck are you really doing? Because I understand you're part of a task force. You were deployed out of Germany. You've got a wide assortment of very strange motherfuckers on your team. And it screams black bag job. I have friends. You're with the agency, right?
I am.
Your friends aren't. And nobody that I know knows what the fuck you're doing. So I don't know if you're playing cowboy or if you're over there because of some bullshit, if it's political. I don't know. But I know you're not there for whatever the fuck your cover story is. And I know you're not there for whatever the fuck your secondary, tertiary, or any other cover stories you have.
That's fair.
Frankly, I don't give a shit. You want spy satellites? You want imagery? You want up to date?
Sure.
Why not? I'd like something in return.
Frankly, we're not clear on what is causing these incidents at the moment.
That's fine. Like I said, I don't care what sort of black bag bullshit you're doing. I'm more than happy to help and assist if you bring me dead jihadis.
What's your offer?
Preferably ones on a hit list. I can provide that to you if you'd like. I need dead jihadis.
Okay.
Sort of like a, you know, sort of like a top 10 most wanted list. Be great to eliminate those. That'd look really, really good on my rap sheet.
I see. In return, can we have complete coverage of the area that we request? At least 24 hours access?
I don't know that I can give you access from where you're at, but if you can give me some information on what you're looking for, I'll definitely task some folks and get it to you. But I need bodies.
Okay. Send the list over. We'll see what we can do.
All right. I will take a look. I'll show you yours if you show me mine. You know, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And let's see what we can do. Because, I mean, the least of which I can report, you know, somebody from the agency who's clearly gone and worked on some sort of bullshit, no good, you know, paper trail of shenanigans of whatever the fuck you're working on. And I'm sure that's more than enough to give to my bosses. So really, the ball's in your court, dear. But yeah, send it along. I'll see what I can find for you. Hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks for your time.
Click.
Okay, logistics question.
Sure.
The program is legit now.
Yes.
Whatever her title was.
She's the assistant deputy director.
Assistant deputy director of
Middle Eastern operations for the CIA.
So at what point in the hierarchy do you have some idea of there is the program?
She knows, like, that's the thing. She's incredibly well connected. She has signals intelligence. She knows you're there for black bag shit. Does she know what the program is? Probably not.
Okay.
But she knows you're there for some fucking bullshit reason. Now, if you're part of, what was the company? What was the fucking paramilitary company that Cheney had money in when they went into Iraq the first time? Blackwater. Yeah. Like, for all they know, you're here from fucking Blackwater. You're here to support some bullshit political thing. You're
Halliburton, not Blackwater.
Yeah. Halliburton. You're here for fucking Lockheed Martin. She knows that you're not here for whatever the fuck your handler put Joint Terrorism Task Force 01132 paperwork for.
Right.
So she knows she's got you by the balls and could expose you if she wants to. She's going to leverage that for you to kill jihadis for her.
Okay.
Now,
even though she knows that none of the people in our group are fucking military.
That's not true at all. You've got a Delta Forces guy or whatever. You've got at least one Special Forces guy. You've got intel. You've got regional stuff. If she's got your dossier, she doesn't know what you're put together for, but she knows there's a team operating a clandestine operation. If she is having trouble getting her targets killed and that's what she needs, you guys might be able to figure something out.
I mean, if we can get intel on where these targets are, we can point the right people in the right direction.
There are plenty of allies.
Correct. Kurdish Peshmerga.
Do we have clarification on what kind of proof she needs?
She sends over later in the day, she'll send over a list of just, and what it is I don't actually have a list to give you, but probably some of the folks that you're even looking for are on that list. Some others. I mean, you get the sense that, and again, you could investigate her. Maybe there's something special that's going on, but you get the sense that she wants big, flashy kills. She wants to splash your higher ups, your ISIL leaders,
Right. So she's looking for footage of going in and gunning these guys down. Or she's looking for the body.
Pictures of their dead
would probably suffice.
Yeah, if it can be confirmed.
Okay.
She wants, because that's the thing that's going to make her boss as happy, is to see that on CNN.
Okay.
And you get the sense she's assistant director of Middle Eastern operations, and she's playing in a much bigger ballpark than you are. You know, she's dealing with everything from the Saudi Arabian Peninsula all the way up into Turkey and the mountains. And
she's assistant deputy director. She's doing all the damn work.
And like I said, that's the thing. You guys, if you want to spend time in contacts, maybe she's up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. But otherwise, she's giving you a hit list, and she wants dead jihadis. Like I said, maybe you can lean on her.
Don't know. Sounds like we would have good access to surveillance if we followed that route, though.
Yeah.
Satellite time would be invaluable.
What do you preliminarily request of her? Is there something specific that you would want, or something specific that you would want her to look into?
So here's the thing. Would we want satellite imagery from this date to this date, like what we've got over Mosul, to investigate, but not actually give them like exact time and pinpoint places? Because the last thing we want to do is for them to see what the fuck we're trying to look up, right?
Right.
I mean, we would need a reference of some kind from a previous attack to figure out patterns, motives, anything like that sort. And then
this is assuming that she's going to be able to get past footage from the place that we're wanting.
Yeah, we'll have it.
It depends on what you want to know. If you want to know at what time the toilet flushed in some random farmhouse, in Iowa, they may not know. Now, if you want to know if in all the telecommunications anybody talked about some weird shit happening on this date and that date, yeah, they got that. She's an incredible resource to a lot of information, but it comes at a cost, and Daniel rolled 3 zeros, so it's already starting off poorly.
And we got to kill people for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Worse you roll, the more expensive it gets.
I could have just told you no, but I thought that would be no fun.
Yeah.
And she's already threatened to expose you to your own higher-ups, which I think is a great way to start the relationship.
And what was her name?
Irene.
It's very Jim Greer of her, for anybody who's watched Jack Ryan.
It's Hovhannessen.
Irene Hovhannessen.
H-O-V.
It's in the Discord, Jeff.
I'm going to write this on the back of
A-N-N.
Just so she has it.
I-S-Y-A-N. And I apologize. My voice is just about shot.
Well, no. That's why I was asking what you wanted to accomplish tonight.
Well, I'd like you guys to be able to kind of talk about what you want to do. We've kind of got the stuff that I want to cover for sure. I've been wanting to yell at Daniel as Irene for like 6 weeks now.
Definitely parlaying information of that top 10 list with the Kurds to help gain favor probably is a good idea.
Yep.
If they don't already know.
What's the YouTuber that you were watching that does weather?
What was his name? It's pretty hickish.
Oh, it's perfect. I was going to send it to my dad.
It's definitely got y'all in it. I just got to find it. Not joking.
I say, because the storm front is getting ready to roll in.
Yeah. So. Ryan Hall, comma, y'all, and it's Y apostrophe A-L-L.
Should we try to dip before the storm front comes?
No, I was going to say something to you guys, but I didn't know if you wanted to make any plans while you were here for 2 weeks from now.
I think the big thing is starting to research the top 10 list or whatever it is.
Sure.
Yep. Into that, see what our options are with the Kurds, whether they have any infiltration for Mosul that they could offer assistance with, whether or not they can offer assistance support-wise for Rashad's place. Yep. We probably ought to make that a priority if we're going to look to get any valuable intel out of that place, because they could be clearing it out as we speak. So,
yeah, I agree.
Well, so far it looked like not much had been moved. So we we may be okay, but I agree time is of the essence. Is there anything else that we want to start
Is it worth starting the process of getting somebody to potentially look into the clay tablets at the in London in case we aren't able to get anything from Rassam's?
I think that's an easy ask. Like, surely somebody there would have the right knowledge to translate some of that for us and just be able to provide us that information.
I think that might be something that we kick up to our handler. Send somebody from the program to start researching this stuff so that it doesn't get to somebody else.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, they're obviously incomplete from what we heard, but right. There might be a tidbit of a golden nugget in there that might tell us something.
Yeah. Plus, if some random academic looks at it, they may not pick up on something that somebody from the program would.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, if you guys decide to send in a strike team or something, I would more than happily get a group of guys together.
God, I love that idea.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like, yeah, you know, Jeff could play Susan Hastings and just sits down and I say, okay, guys, here's your mission. I'm like, what the fuck is Jeff doing here? He's like, oh, this is Susan. Here's your mission.
Yeah, just a bunch of chuckle fuck Delta, you know, force guys that don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That won't cost you a lot when they get, you know, fucking destroyed.
Hey, it's better them than us.
Hey, you know?
Better Austin Flynn than me.
No, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, that's
What you want to do.
Yeah, we just need to find a group of people we don't really like and then just send them on an assault on Mosul. And it's not even have anything to do with what we're doing. Or we should totally send an assault on like these top 10 guys, these 10 people.
We send a group one direction as a distraction. They're just there to get fucking
started. Yeah, they're the first wave in Suicide Squad.
We're coming in somewhere else. Yeah,
just the opening scene of Suicide Squad.
Tell them you're the tip of the spear, buddy. Good luck.
I mean, it's not something we've considered, but I mean, we could actually reach out and see what the actual military plans for the assault on Mosul are and coordinate our efforts with the actual military going in.
Well, that and potentially, well, I don't know that we necessarily want to release our whatever we're dealing with on the U.S. military.
Obviously,
but,
no.
Yeah.
But
finding connections with Iraqi special forces, though.
Yeah.
How would we go about looking into the survivors of the attack?
Hospital.
Well, we talked about the hospital that they're all at.
Right.
Yeah.
You probably would need contacts on the ground in order to do that.
That's a question for the Kurds, I think.
Okay.
Or again, if you've got, there are other groups you can attempt to make contact with.
True.
But you could also probably similarly expect them to want to play, you know, tit for tat.
Yeah. And at the very least, it seems like the Kurds have the most viable network on the ground.
Well, the Peshmerga are everywhere.
Yeah.
So they exist they sort of habitate northern Iraq and were useful to the coalition forces, then useful to the jihadis, then useful to the coalition forces. They're just kind of going to go wherever the wind blows in order to, you know, keep their territory and keep their people safe.
Fight for their next meal type of people.
Correct. Looking into this game, the Peshmerga are interesting folks because, like, without the chieftains, you know, the group leaders, the U.S. would not have been able to invade Iraq. They welcomed the Americans, and so that made their transition easier. These are the kinds of guys that General Petraeus was paying to help stop jihadi attacks during the occupation. Like, but that's the thing. Then ISIL comes in, and ISIL promises them more money or more supplies or something different, and well, fuck those guys then.
No. The Kurds fought. Never sided with ISIS. They fought ISIS, right? Yeah.
I think some of the Peshmerga let them come in when they were when they came in.
I'm sure some didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I'm thinking mostly in Syria, but I mean, that's right next to Iraq. Yeah, they were actually the tip of the spear against ISIS in Syria.
Let's ruminate on what we have, and if we have any ideas, let's actually start communicating through Discord to come in with a plan.
Yeah.
And
if you're wanting to get people's attention, at everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Good to know.
In 2013, the Peshmerga withdrew from the Nineveh Plains, which was said by the locals as being a contributing factor of the quick Islamic State victory in the invasion and the widespread massacre of Yazidis who were rendered defenseless.
Yeah, and then they came to the rescue of the Yazidis.
Well, yeah, but after...
you made it sound like they allied with ISIS but they did not ally with ISIS.
But they did allow ISIS to take over northern Iraq.
Sounds like they retreated.
Well, correct.
Yeah, that's a difference between because you implied that whoever has the most money gets to buy the Kurds, and that's not what happened at all. Sorry, I'm very like
Pro-Kurd.
If my family, you
love Wisconsin.
I love it. If I lost my family tomorrow, I would literally, I'm not shitting you, try to get to northern Syria and join the YPG. I'm that crazy. So yeah, they're the fucking real deal.
There are worse ways to die than for a cause.
That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.
It is, I don't wanna see no more.